Hello? Hello, Lola?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Lola, can you hear me?
Can hear, yes.
Perfect, hi. My name's Laura, I'm with Local Splash. I was speaking with your husband earlier. Not sure if he told you I was going to give you a call.
Okay. And he said Lola?
Lola, it might not be Lola. Maybe he meant to put my name, Laura. But when he sent the number, he put Lola Mobile.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah, because that's one of those names he calls me. But my name is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hi, Nancy. Yes, yes. My name is Laura. Did he mention to you that I was going to be giving you a call?
Yeah, he said you're going to be calling. And you, I guess you're going to give me more info on that.
Yes, yes, yes. So I kind of was going over with him because he told me you guys had a terrible experience with Angie's leads, right?
Yes, we barely just got it about a month ago, and it's been terrible. The leads come in, I guess, after they send it to 40,000 texts or something.
Yeah.
And by the time we call the customer is so upset of so many calls that he has received. They tell us, hey, I've received about 40 calls already. Sometimes they come around 2 o'clock in the morning. I have to turn my phone off. People are really upset. So I'm like, oh my goodness, what did we get into?
Yeah. You know, I work with a lot of, clients that came from Angie's Leads or Home Advisor, and most of them hate the service. unfortunately. And it's very few companies that I have come across that the service works for them. So I'm really sorry to hear about all the problems that you have with them. We work completely different. So with Angie's Leads as well, I'm not sure if you know, but, you know, they're part of Home Advisor. They're being sued for basically, you know, crap leads that they're giving their clients. Because, as you said, they share them.
Sometimes, and they don't answer, or like I said, by the time we receive the call, we call immediately, and already the customer has had a lot of calls.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly, exactly. So we do things really different. So the way that we work is it's an exclusive position. So we only work with one company in the area that does what you do. So there's no sharing of leads. These are calls that go directly to your business as well. And the way that we do that is with first page placement on Google. So you get approximately 15 keywords. Those keywords are going to be of services that you offer. So when somebody goes on Google to look up one of these services, they don't even necessarily have to look up your business, just one of the services. Your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google right there where the local map section is.
Okay.
Do you know where that area is?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. So we're pretty much with Angie's Leads as well. The thing with them is, you know, people who are searching for your business, they have to go on Angie's Leads website to even find you. With us, we're pretty much cutting the middleman out. And putting you right in front of those customers, which are on Google. Because, I mean, everybody uses Google nowadays, right?
That's right, yes.
Exactly, exactly. So we do Yahoo, Bing as well. The 60-plus directories that are out there, you know, like the Better Business Bureau, Yelp, you have that option to do that as well. We do voice recognition with Amazon Alexa as well as Siri. Now, the next thing that we do that's really cool and it gets a lot of good returns for our clients is Facebook ads. So with the Facebook ads, actually, I'm not sure if I remember asking your husband, do you guys have a Facebook account?
Do we have what?
Have a Facebook account?
We don't have one for the company yet. We've thought about it, but we have not created one.
Okay. Do you guys have a personal one?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. So we can actually link everything through your personal one. Your customers wouldn't see your personal Facebook account either. But the way that it works is through ads. So when somebody is searching for one of your services, and then, you know, they go on Facebook, there's going to be an ad for your business that pops up. So customers are going to be able to click to call you directly. So, also, another thing that makes us different from Angie's Leads, it doesn't matter how many calls you receive, how many jobs you get, how many clicks you receive, it's all included in the monthly price. It's a flat rate of $249. There's no taxes. There's no hidden fees on that. You have a one-time setup fee to do all of your programming of $99. So the initial investment today is $348, and then after that, it's just $249.
Okay, so how long does the setup take?
Okay, perfect. Great question. So the timeline that I'm going to go over with you right now is approximately how long everything's going to take. So for when you sign up, it takes 1 to 3 days where I set up a client onboarding call where our onboarding team is going to give you a call, go over details of your business. It's going to take approximately 5 to 7 days to get your dashboard set up. The dashboard is going to be what pretty much shows you your results on an app. It's a pretty cool feature. It's going to take approximately 7 to 14 days to see those Facebook ads up and running. And then for the first page placement, it takes approximately 30 to 45 days. Google does need to mail you guys out a verification pin, verify that you are a legitimate business. You know it's a process with Google. So... yes, yes. So that's approximately the timeline for you. And then after that, of course, we're just maintaining your first page placement.
Okay. And that will be for the term of what, 1 year?
There is no contract. So it's really up to you for however long. Most of our clients, of course, I mean, when they see that we're bringing them in more clients, you know, they obviously stay with us. They'll add on more advertising to get them more business. But there is no contract, so you can cancel whenever you want.
Okay. Do you have, like, a page that you can send me what we're talking right now so I can sit down and evaluate and see what information I need to get you before your team calls me?
So basically all I would do right now is gather the basic information of your business. I would process payments. We do a voice verification that's recorded. As soon as the payment processes, you get an email with everything we just went over. You get text messages with everything we just went over. And then I set up the onboarding team, the call, within 1 to 3 days. It's up to your schedule on how it looks. That's basically all I would need right now, and I can do that in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. And let's see what else. From what time to you, what time do you guys work? Because normally it's more comfortable for me in the afternoons than during the day because sometimes I can't answer the phone.
So for your onboarding call, let me look at the schedule. What are you looking at? Would you want to do it tomorrow, Friday, or Monday?
Okay.
The latest I have is, hold on, let me take a look. Because you're 2 hours ahead of me, so the latest I have is between 5 and 6. And I have availability Thursday, Friday, and Monday for whichever day is best.
Okay, so that means that my 5 o'clock will be your 3, or your 5 will be my 7?
Yes, but it would be between 5 and 6, which would be between, the latest would be your time between 5 and 6 that we would call you.
Okay, okay. All right, yeah, between 5 and 6 will work, and that will be, yeah, let's put it for... Mondays, that will be for the team to call me, right?
Uh-huh, Monday. And you want from 5 to 6?
Yeah, from 5 to 6. A little after 5, yeah, between 5:30 and 6, unless they take They don't take too long, right?
So that's the thing. So the call takes approximately 45 minutes to an hour because they do go into detail with everything. So does that time still work for you?
I would prefer around 5:30.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is make a note that it, to try to make it closer to 5:30. If for whatever reason they're not able to and they call you before, we can just ask them to give you a call a little bit later, as long as they're available, of course. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Let me get the information as well for the company. Now, let's see, who am I going to put down? Okay, so for point of contact, I need to put the person that's going to be making the payment. So is that going to be you, Nancy?
Yeah, that will be me.
Okay. Now, do you want to keep your husband as, well, actually, I can put both of you guys, too, as point of contact in the notes. So
okay.
That's fine. So I'll put down Orlando on there as well. Now, what is your last name, Nancy?
My last name is Muriel, M-U-R-I-E-L.
E-L, right? Like Muriel?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And what is your email address?
The office email?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be Kayzo, K-A-Y, Z as in zebra, A-L, T as in tango, S as in Sierra, @gmail.com.
Okay. Now, I would assume the phone number for the business is going to be the number I spoke with Orlando on, the one that ends in 7324. Is that correct?
No, that's his cell phone, or his mobile phone. The office number is 210-956-0200, but we prefer cell phones because sometimes we're on the street, and obviously it's better to just respond by the mobile. But
so
that will be the number for the customers.
Okay. So that'll be the number for the customers, and then his cell phone is okay for us to contact you on the cell phone, right?
Yeah, you can call him on his, and this is mine.
Okay, perfect. I'll put that down as well. Now, for company name, I have KTS. Is that correct?
That's fine. Yeah, that's abbreviation for Kayzo Thermal Solutions.
Okay. Perfect. And then, so Google is going to have to mail you out a verification PIN, and that's for them to verify that you're a legitimate business. So they're going to mail that over to you. They need to mail it out to a physical location. Now, you don't have to show this address on Google if you don't want to, but this is just for the verification. So what address would you like to put down?
Okay, that's just for verification, not for the customers, because we don't receive customers at the office, whatever.
Correct.
It's going to be 4706 New Capital, C-A-P-I-T-A-L, Street.
San Antonio?
Yep, 78222. The mailing address is different for the customer, for payments and all that.
Okay. So now, do you want, I'm not sure if I spoke with your husband about it or not. My apologies because I didn't put it in the notes. But do you guys need a website built as well?
Yeah, we don't have a website. We've been trying to find somebody to create a website for us, but it's kind of like what they bring is more like some other applications that is not what we're looking for, so we don't have one yet. But we would like to have one, of course.
Okay, so we're going to include a website for you then. It's not going to be at no cost for you. We'll build one for you. Now, do you want to put an address on the website?
Yes, that would be the mailing address.
Okay, what is the mailing address?
4102 South, or the letter S, New Braunfels, B-R-A-U-N-F-E-L-S, New Braunfels Avenue. Suite 110-506, and it's in San Antonio as well, 78223.
Okay. Braunfels. Okay, I got it. I'm going to spell it out for you because I wanted to make sure I got it right. It's B as in boy, right? R-A-U, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, E-L, S as in Sam, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put that the information for you down as well. For account, authorized users on the account, it's just, is it going to be just you and your husband?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for your husband's last name, is it also Muriel?
Nope.
Okay.
It will be Nieves.
Nieves?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then let me take a look here what else I need. So I got the phone number down. Actually, can you give, I'm going to put this on my end as well. Can I get the business line one more time, please?
The phone number?
Yes.
210-956-0200.
Okay, perfect. So that'll be where the customers can reach you. Now, let's here.
Well, you can put his as well. You can put his as well because normally he would answer and be on the field. But I can get back with you on that one.
Okay. I'm going to put it on the notes because you guys also have an option as well. It's a call tracking feature that's included in the price. So it's up to you if you want to use it. We provide you with a phone number then that your clients call you on. But it's going to still go directly to whatever number you want the call to go to, so either the business line or the cell phone. And it reduces spam calls because it's kind of like when you first call it, it says, oh, thank you for calling KTS. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. And it tracks all of your calls. It records all of your calls as well. It's a really cool feature to have. Do you know if you guys want that feature or do you want to think about it?
Well, that sounds great. Does that have an additional charge or no?
No. It's included. It's included in the service.
Okay. So it would be like an 800 number, something like that?
You know, your account manager would have exactly more details on what it is. So what I'm going to do is just write notes for her to explain it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, and I pressed the button, and you went out. Okay, you were saying?
So what I'm going to do, I just wrote a note, so the account manager, when they call you on Monday, they can kind of go into detail more on how it works and what it is, and then you guys can decide then. Okay?
Okay, so, but more or less, it will be them. They will call that number, and then that call will be routed to our phone.
Correct. That's exactly how it works. Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, for services that you offer, I'm only going to get a few services. So when you meet with the account manager, they're also going to tell you what words are searched the most in your area. And then you guys can pick some. But for basic services that you offer, what are some of them?
Okay, it would be air conditioning, obviously. It will be major. It will be commercial. Let's see, boilers, chillers. What else? I don't know. Cooling towers. I don't know. It's so many stuff that we can do. You know, but yeah, air conditioning. It will be the majority, and boilers and the cooling towers, and especially the chillers.
Exactly.
We work with them as well.
And then HVAC as well, I would assume.
Because HVAC is heating, ventilating, air conditioning. That's HVAC, air and ventilation.
Okay. Okay, and then okay, we're gonna do a Google business profile for you as well. Now, are you guys licensed and insured?
Yes, we are licensed. We're a licensed contractor here in Texas, and we do have our insurance, yes.
Okay. And then now for the Facebook page, as I did mention, we can still run the ads off of your personal one, or if you want to make a business one, we can also help you with that if you need help. Do you want to do a Facebook business page as well, or do you just want to stick with your personal?
No, we would like to have it separate, whatever is business and personal
okay.
Separate.
Okay, so if you can just make one before your appointment or at least as soon as you can, so when you have the account manager, they're going to ask you for your Facebook URL, so they can guide you through that also. So it's not a problem on that end. And then we are building a website for you. Now, you have the option on the website to do payment integration. The way that works, because it is a secure website, your clients will have the option of paying for your services online. Now, you can have this on your website or not. It's completely up to you. It's also included. If you want more info, I can also put down that you want more info before deciding, and the account manager can tell you more in detail how it works.
Okay. So a secure page would be that they would have to put their credit card information in there.
Yes, they can do that, and it's secure.
Okay, and how does that go once they pay the invoice, right, and it's secured? What I have to do there? Do I have to put my account information and that's it, or?
So what I'm going to actually do, I want to make sure I get you the right info, so I'm putting it down for your account manager to go into detail with how it works, and then you can kind of decide on Monday if it's something that works out for you.
Well, yeah, I'm interested in that because right now I only receive payments by check or by cash because obviously it's commercial customers and they pay with cash, but with this Angie stuff that I'm still thinking about canceling it because it's been a headache, but I don't know what I was going to go with that. But sometimes I've had customers ask, hey, do you accept credit cards? Because obviously it's easier for them to pay with a card.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have, like, the machine to, you know, process that. You know, I don't know how it works. But that would be great if they can do it on the webpage.
And pay
the invoice, that'll be great.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yes, I don't see why that would be a problem, but obviously I'm going to have her explain it to you exactly how it works, so then you can just make the decision there.
Okay. All right.
Now,
you said that's included also.
Yes, all of this is included.
Oh my goodness. Where were you a couple months back? Where were you? Okay.
I know your husband was in the same boat, and I'm like, all our customers that I get from Angie's leads are like super happy, you know, because they're like, save me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like I say.
For hours of operation, what would you like me to put down?
We can put 8 to 5 for the office, even though service doesn't never sleep, like I say, because something always happens after 5 or during the weekends. Because, you know, sometimes you get home all day, she's not working. Oh, my God, who do we find out after 5, you know, on a Friday afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
We can put Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 to 12 for office hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends.
And then Sunday closed?
We never close, but yeah, we would like to have a break. You never know. They can always call and leave a message in the answering service. We always listen to a customer. It depends, you know. We're not strict. I don't want to put 24/7 because somebody's going to call me at 3 o'clock
at 2 a.m.
and I'm at 2 a.m. and I'm going to shoot them, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have that stuff down for you. Now, the card that you're going to use, is does it have your name or the business name on it?
It has both. It's a business debit card.
Okay. So for your name, is there any middle name that needs to be added, or does it show exactly like your name, Nancy Muriel?
No, it says Nancy. It has It has first on top, Queso Thermal, and then on the bottom it has Nancy. My initial is an I for Yvette.
Okay.
And then Muriel.
All right, perfect. Now, is the billing going to be at the 4706 New Capitol Street?
No, it's going to be the 4102.
Okay, so let me put that on here. Okay.
Let me check and see for a moment. 110-506.
Right.
Okay. Let me check quickly. Let me check here quickly. It should have that address, but you never know. You think of something in the bank.
I had a client that it wasn't going through their card, and they had to verify as well, and they were wrong.
But I'm pretty sure it's that one, because I paid with a car previously, and the zip code that I use is the billing address. So,
the 78223, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Yes, the billing address. That's the one. We got it.
And is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
No, it's going to be a MasterCard.
Okay. And then I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Okay. It's going to be 5348-7500-09-656281.
Okay. And then the expiration?
626.
And the security code?
It's 256.
Okay. Now, there is a security, what did I do wrong? Oh, there we go. That's what I did wrong. Gosh. So now there's going to be a security question that we are going to ask you every time we call you. This is so you can verify that it is our company calling you, not some other company trying to scam you out of money. So you have three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Because, well, Sparky's not my first pet. He's the one, the only one we have right now, and he's a pain in the butt. So oh yeah, he has a personality of his own. My goodness. Oh God. What can I say? He even has medical insurance better than I do. I believe that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he's a mini Doberman, so, you know, they are.
How cute.
He's kind of chocolate, you know, that brown chocolate, that color.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a standard poodle. He's 80 pounds, and he just wants to be on your lap like he's a little laptop.
Oh, my goodness. But no, look, he just barely got over 30, and the doctor said he was overweight. I go, well, you can't keep on eating snacks and everything. But since daddy spoils him, you know how it goes.
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Okay, so let's see. That will be, yeah, let's go ahead with Sparky.
Okay.
S-P-A-R-K-Y, Sparky.
Okay, Sparky. Okay, all right, so what I'm going to do is go over the voice verification with you here as well.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to walk you through it also. So this is going to be as an added form of protection to you. And then we're also going to send this to you in writing as well with your invoice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go over it. If you don't understand something or if you need me to clear something up, please stop me so I can do that for you.
Okay.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Kazal Thermal Solutions, abbreviation KTS.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Nancy Muriel, President.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I'm authorized.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we are providing you that security question, so you always know that it's us calling, and we do call as well from an 877 number, which I'll send you through text to your phone personally as well. Okay?
Right.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. I agree.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I agree.
Okay. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month at $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir. I understand.
All right. Now, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails shortly. So give me 1 second as I process this on my end. Okay. And then also the terms and conditions are going to be getting sent to you. Let me see. Sometimes it takes about a second to send everything. So let me make sure. All
right.
Yeah,
I received them.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you also just the link, the same link that's in that paragraph, but it makes it easier for you to open up. And then just open up the link, and that's basically the terms and conditions that we just went over right now, which is letting you know we're going to put you on the first page of Google, the directories, we're going to do the Facebook ads for you. If you go down as well, it goes over exactly the breakdown of what we're charging you. If you guys get really busy and need to put your account on hold, you can always pause it. Just please give us a call. For any cancellation, it tells you right there you can cancel any time. We just have 3 business days beforehand. The only thing I need you to do is click on the I Certify box and then typing your name at the bottom exactly the way it looks with capital letters, and then just confirm your signature.
Okay. So I got lost for a second. I'm sorry. Somebody was texting me on the other line. Okay. Will you be our contact for if I have any questions or something, or do I have to go through the regular customer service?
So you can do both. You can contact your account management team so they can go into detail with something, or you can call me directly, which I'm going to text you as well, my direct line.
Okay.
So you can call me directly. Either or is fine.
Okay. But sometimes you call through the customer service line and pre-express this, pre-express that, and then you are you Nancy? It frustrates me sometimes, you know.
The ones that frustrate me the most are the ones where it's the voice recognition thing where it tells you for you to talk, like to say what it is that you want, and they don't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry, I cannot understand. Can you repeat?
Yes. Customer service. It's like, how do you not hear me?
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, so, let's see what else. Okay, so where were we? So I guess we're done with that. So we, y'all be recalling me on Monday. You already sent me the link, so I just have to sit down and take a look at those. And also I need to get the information for Monday for when they call me for the webpage, I think it is.
Yeah, so what they're going to, they're pretty much going to guide you through everything that needs to get done. So you don't necessarily have to worry about having something particularly, like, on hand, because they'll guide you through everything. But I put down, you're going to receive shortly the Google invite as well for that phone call. And for the terms and conditions, it doesn't look like it went through on my end. Where did it, have you clicked confirm yet on it?
Hold on, no. Let me go to the, which link was it? I'm sorry, I got my son texting on the other line. He's driving me crazy.
Okay.
We just sent you to fill out the form. Is that the one you need me to?
Okay. Yes. So in the terms and conditions, all you got to do is click on the box at the bottom, type in your name exactly the way that it looks with the capital letters, just confirm it.
Okay, where, fill out the form, let's see what pops up. Hold on. Account to, okay. Although that's to sign in for the, says Google sign in to continue the forms.
Yes, it's going to take you into the, when you, wait, did you click on the link? For the, hold on, let me resend it to you. I'm going to resend it. No, it's okay. I just resent it to you, so it's going to be the newest text message.
Okay, there we go. Let's see. Okay, local specials of experience. Okay, let me go down all the way to the down. Okay, sign here, click. And type your name. So I put the initials of the business, right?
You're going to type in your name, so Nancy with the capital N,
okay,
and then your middle initial, I, capital as well, and then your last name, Uriel, with the capital M also.
Okay. All right. And then I go confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to click on I certify. Sorry, it's holder and signer of the credit card. Oh, yes, I am. I'm the only one. Okay. Your local username and password. I have to create one or?
No. Don't worry about it. That's going to be your dashboard that we're going to start setting up for you. They're going to go over everything with you on Monday when they give you a call. So I'm going to send over that link with the invitation as soon as we get off the phone. And if you need to make any changes to the time or anything along those lines, you can just email me back, call me back, or you can also text me, and then I can help you out. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect.
All right, so it looks like we're going to be in business then. So I'm going to have a webpage. I'm going to have a Facebook. I'm going to have the calls coming through that number that you're going to be giving me, and then they're going to be routed to the phone. And what else? And we're going to be on the top list, and I think we're pretty good, I think, hopefully. Let's cross our fingers.
Yes. No, this is really going to work out for you guys. You're going to see. And if anything, you know, I'm point of contact as well, so feel free to give me a call directly, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy. You guys have a lovely rest of your guys' day.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thanks. Bye.